Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 12th of July 2025. Today's topic is Peace from the Prince of Peace. Our text today is taken from John chapter 14 verses 25 through 31. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that, when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Our memory verse is taken from John chapter 14 verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Indeed, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. He is the one who removes all peace-disturbing factors, thereby securing peace for us. He has power over nature and over mental, physical, spiritual, and psychological problems, as well as death. To enable us secure inner peace, he died for the sins of the whole world. The song, It Is Well With My Soul, written by Horatio Spafford, is about how life can be challenging and unpredictable, but by faith and trust in the Prince of Peace we can overcome. Spafford lost all his four children at once in the sea, with a wife only surviving to break the news. The Holy Spirit gave him inner peace and composed this song, which has become a source of comfort to multitudes in the body of Christ. We can get this peace by repentance and continual obedience to Jesus. If there is a storm in your life or family, call on Jesus, who in the stormy sea declared, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Friend, have faith in him. Quote for the day. Get this peace by repentance. The challenge for today is obedience to the Prince of Peace gives inner peace. Prayer. O Lord, help me to obey you, the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.